When we were at Markandeya Sarovar, we heard about a festival where the Utsav deity, Madan Mohan, leaves the Jagannath temple and goes to that Markandeya Sarovar in honor of the Kaliyadhamana Leela. Another 21-day festival takes place here at Narendra Sarovar that we're going to hear about from someone who actually experienced it. But I can tell you what the book says, and he can tell you what the experience is like. Very nice festival. There's five Mahadev deities that were installed in honor of the Pandavas, because they came to offer prayers to Jagannath for protection. So there are five, was it Pancha Mahadev? You can tell the detail, but it's Pancha Mahadev. So the Pancha Mahadev deities, Shivalingas, come before the temple waiting. The Utsav deity comes, Madan Mohan, and Ram Govinda come, and there's separate palanquins for them. There's a nice abhishek of some kind. Here. They're put on their palanquin, and all the way from the Jagannath temple to Narendra Sarovar, same path every day, white canopies, all the way along, and forest decorations along the sides, and they move slowly on these, the two deities on two palanquins, and then also the Pancha Mahadev Murtis on another palanquin, and they stop, and people make offerings, they sing songs, they make various devotional presentations. And then they come here, and there's two long boats, and the deities are placed on the boat, the Utsav Murti, Madan Mohan, on one larger, more elaborately decorated boat, and the second boat is Ram Govinda and the Pancha Mahadev deities, and they are taken for a boat ride with the devotees on the side doing their devotional activity, kirtan, etc. And then at the end of the, it's during Chandan Yatra time, and for 21 days from Chandan Yatra time, Akshaya Tritiya, same day that we're going to be visiting those that come on the South Indian Yatra, we're going to be visiting Vijayad Nishringha at Simachalam, and that's the one day of the year that the 480 kgs of chandan are removed and they can see the deity one day. So from that same day, this is when the festival begins here, and it goes for 21 days. And can you imagine what it's like? We're going to hear what it's like. On the occasion of this 21-day Chandan Yatra festival, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present,
Hey!
Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu became very, very ecstatic, and he started kirtan with the devotees. As the boat was moving, he was enjoying, the deities were having their pleasure ride in a boat, and they began kirtan, and he began dancing, and in ecstatic jubilation, they jumped in the water and had water sporting pastimes, where different devotees, they would splash And the contest was who could splash who more. And splashing and splashing, and just they became like silly children. All their gravity was gone. And on that occasion, Lord Chaitanya had Advaita Acharya recline on his back like Ananta Shesh, and he, like Lord Vishnu, rode upon the bed of Ananta Shesh, traveling around Narendra Sarovar. Elaborate description found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of the places that we're going to be visiting soon is Alalanath, the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went after Snan Yatra. Next time we pass by the Jagannath Temple, before we reach the temple, when you see that area where they have all those wooden fences lined up, that's for when this festival time comes and so many people come, it's just crowd control. So up behind, up on our right-hand side, as you're walking towards the temple, there's a very high platform. That's where the Snan Yatra is performed. Two times of the year where persons like myself who are not born in India can have darshan of Jagannath is at Snan Yatra. You see, it's very high, very tall platform. Very large platform because the deities are very large. And the Snan Yatra of Lord Jagannath is performed there. And then he goes into seclusion for some days. So being unable to have darshan of Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri with intensified feelings of separation for Lord Jagannath and went to Alalanath, where we will also go and see the deity of Alalanath. At least you will see the deity of Alalanath. I'll wait outside. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation were so intense that he laid down on a stone slab, and the stone slab melted. Stone melted from the intense heat of his transcendental body, and the marks of his body are to this day visible. Depressions in the stone where the stone melted. But when he heard that the devotees had come for Rath Yatra from Navadvip, he gave up that mood of separation from Lord Jagannath and came very hurriedly right here to Narendra Sarovar, an annual pastime where Lord Chaitanya would receive the devotees from Navadvip. Not only Lord Chaitanya, but all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya who kept their residence here in Jagannath Puri, they also came. And they received all the residents of Navadvip. And a very, very, very beautiful description is there, where Lord Chaitanya would come with sandalwood paste and garlands for each one of the devotees. He first gave sandalwood paste to Advaita Acharya and embraced each of the devotees with his long golden arms, like they'd been separated for 8 months, and when with such intense love and feelings of love between one another, was a grand festival right here at Narendra Sarovar. Why don't you give a description of what your experience of the festival was?
Hare Krishna. In those days, the Jagannath worshipping deities, the Madan Mohan, they came every evening. They have a nice festival. They do decorated all over the ponds, and they put some pandal for some cultural program. They do dance, Odissi dance, for the pleasure of Jagannath, and they do the chant the Gita Govindam. on the way when the Jagannath Madan Mohan is coming, on the way the small boys and the small girls, they decorate very nicely, like Krishna Balaram, Narsingha. So on the, they are coming on the way. When the Madan Mohan came here, the two palanquin, Maharaj says, the two palanquin is there. One is for Madan Mohan and Lakshmi Saraswati, another is Krishna Balaram, and the another five Mahadevs. The five Mahadevs, is one is Lokanath, the another is Jameshwar, third is Markandeshwar, fourth is Kapalmachan, fifth is Bileshwar Mahadev. So they all come all together here. And that time they offer to the bhoga, then they go to the boat. The two boat, they decorate very nicely. Front one, the Krishna Balaram and five Mahadev goes there. The next one, they decorate more nicely for Madan Mohan and Lakshmi Saraswati. So they cover the one parikrama each day. Then after that parikrama, they go to inside the temple. Inside the temple, they have a small top. They put water and they pasted with sandalwood paste, mixed with that. Then Madan Mohan take bath of that top. And the left hand side, they are on in the wall, there is one lion and deer, is we are seeing that. There is on top, there is Pancha Mahadev take bath. Then the in the that corner, right hand corner, there is a small kitchen is there. Not front one, the back one, the corner. So there is kitchen. So they cook the bhoga. Then again Jagannath Madan Mohan took bhoga. Then goes to the back to the temple. So every day he is coming. On the 21st, last day, that day is a grand festival. So many thousands devotees came here, or Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and the some Babaji Sampradaya, so many devotees came here, they do kirtan, do parikrama, that day they do 21 times do parikrama, means whole night the parikrama, all over the pond they do, Madan Mohan do 21 times, they till the night the program was held, so nice, very enjoyable. If you want to come, you can come to see this program. Hare Krishna.